When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to remember what happened to Sisko.
Something happened.
Like to Sisko?
No. Well, no. Just like, where is he now?
I don't.
Like, remember he used to have like that Mike flag, like the big S.
Yeah.
When he would hold on the microphone, and it was like between a Mike flag and brass knuckles.
He's probably doing clubs.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Probably doing clubs.
He had some bangers in the late 90s.
Like, Drew Hill had a lot of songs.
Yeah, he's probably doing some clubs and, like, sorority parties.
In 2024, Sisko competed on season 11 of The Masked Singer. He was eliminated on Shower Anthems Night, but he did do an encore performance of the thong song.
And I missed it?
You missed it. No, you missed it. You could probably catch it on...
To YouTube I go as soon as the segment is over.
Probably catch that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just take a stab at it, just for fun, since we're talking about Sisko. How old do you think he is?
60.
51. 60. 46.
Really? He's that young?
Young man.
Wow.
He's a young man.
Wow, makes
also,
me feel
real
old.
Name Mark Andrews. Same name as the tight end for the Ravens. Also, he's from Baltimore. How weird is that? Anyway, that's enough Sisko.
He's not even the most famous Mark Andrews from Baltimore.
Mark Andrews from Baltimore. Mike, let's talk Penn State, and then we can get into the Hawks 4 game.
Yeah, listen, guys, I hate to interrupt. For those of you listening in Athens, Randy, you know, anyone connected to the Georgia program, I really need you guys to lock in, okay? I'm counting on you. Because if Georgia wins and if Penn State wins, Penn State is the number one seed going into the playoffs.
That's true.
So I need you guys to lock in, all right? I need a Georgia-Penn State national championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Penn State wearing blue.
That was the last time, what, in 1980?
1982.
Okay, last time.
Now, we won't talk about that Gator Bowl from 2015. That doesn't count.
That was personal.
The Gator Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, that was tough because... That was just really tough.
I don't know what happened in that game.
Honestly, you know what happened was that was kind of the turning point for the whole Penn State program because Christian Hackenberg got benched in that game, and they brought in Trace McSorley, who no one had ever seen before. And, like, in the fourth quarter, Randy's texting me and Mark Owens and all these Georgia fans, like, when did you guys get Johnny Football to play for Penn State? Like, it completely changed. Georgia could not stop him.
When everybody says Hackenberg, I just always remember the hype.
Yep.
Yeah.
The hype of this kid.
Well, coaching. Yeah. Anyhow, so Georgia, lock in. I'm rooting for you. Is Penn State going to beat Oregon? Probably not.
Why?
I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
I just don't know.
Has there been a coaching change that I'm not aware of? Like, you know James Franklin's record against top 10 teams,
that's
right?
That's true, but those are always Ohio State and Michigan.
And that is a great point. And his record against ranked teams other than Ohio State and Michigan, pretty good. You look at how he's done against Wisconsin and Iowa and Auburn. Thinking of some of the – I don't know if West Virginia was ranked when he played it. But, like, he's actually done pretty well against non-Ohio State and Michigan-ranked teams. He won a Cotton Bowl against Memphis. He won a Rose Bowl against Utah. He won a Fiesta Bowl against Washington.
Yeah, I don't remember that game.
Yeah. But I think Oregon is still kind of a mystery to me a little bit. And I'm wondering why, you know, like Penn State and Oregon are getting kind of this committee benefit of the doubt that Indiana has not been getting and some of the ECC teams have not been getting. Oregon has the win over Ohio State and not really a lot else. Penn State really doesn't have anything on their resume other than a close loss to Ohio State right now. So I know there's this thought out there that the loser of the Big Ten championship game is still going to host. I'm not convinced that the loser of the Big Ten championship would have a better resume than a Georgia if they were to lose, or Tennessee, or even, you know, quite frankly, South Carolina, who I don't think is going to get in, but is the hottest team in the country.
I think if Oregon loses, they probably would get a game at Autzen, because they did also beat Boise. That Boise State's that, one loss.
Yeah, that's a good shout. And they'd be 11-1.
They'd be 11-1. They're 12-1. They'd be 12-1.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you just as far as them being a bit of a mystery. And I'm not saying I don't think they're good, because they're really, really good. And I got to see what they were on Saturday, and they're good. So I'm not trying to come at this as a hater, even though I am, of that program. But they're really good. What I don't know is they haven't played a defense like Penn State's defense. Penn State's defense, one of the best defenses in the country. And I know Dylan Gabriel's very good. He's a very good quarterback. But, like, the weapons that Oregon has offensively, I think, against a defense like that, or Georgia or Texas or someone like that, I think could be neutralized.
Well, I think one of the things that's come out a lot over the last 48 hours in the analysis of this game is how statistically equal Penn State and Oregon are. They score about the same amount of points per game. They give up about the same amount of points per game. They allow about the same yardage per game. There's not a lot of statistical difference between the teams. They both have really good quarterbacks. Gabriel's a better quarterback than Aller, but they're both really good quarterbacks.
Is he going to be full, like,
Aller?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's good. Okay. And you know, you'll have the RPO package with Perbula that could come into play. To me, the X factor in the game, if we want to analyze the Big Ten championship game, which, by the way, you can hear on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Saturday at 7:45.
We're the home of the Big Ten.
On Saturday, we are. and by the way, we would have run that whether Penn State was in the game or not. I want to make that clear. but I think Randy would agree with me. Tyler Warren's the X factor.
I think
he's going to be the X factor in every playoff game that Penn State plays.
I agree.
Ohio State shut him down. Shut him down. You know, so the game film is out there. Penn State playing against a defense that had equal or better talent, they were able to shut Tyler Warren down. Purdue was not. Maryland was not. USC was not. Penn State has maybe of the 12 teams that are going to be playing in the postseason, I would put Penn State's group of wide receivers probably 35th out of 12. They just don't have wide receivers that can get open. And they've been very transparent about that. So any team that can successfully shut down Tyler Warren, even with Singleton and Allen, two very good running backs, Penn State just has not been able to assert themselves running the football this year. So in that way, their offense becomes a little bit one-dimensional. Even though everyone praises Andy Kolodnecki for all these different packages and schemes and formations and everything like that. So I think that's what the game comes down to. I mean, if Warren's held to, I don't know, 10 or fewer touches, because he'll touch the ball as a running back and maybe a quarterback, I think Oregon probably is in good shape.
I got a question, Mike, because the Hawks have won 4 in a row. We had this comic. I saw it earlier this morning. I wanted to – has DeAndre Hunter accepted the role? Does he – you know what I mean? Like –
well, it's interesting. We talked to him after the game last night, and I gave Holman the stat. You know, the Hawks are 6-0 when he scores 20 points or more, and Steve had mentioned that to him, and DeAndre was like, "Yeah, that's cool. Glad to be contributing in that way." I would imagine DeAndre is probably okay with it because they're winning games and he's getting his stats,
right?
So no big deal, right? Like, now, where I would get a little bit concerned is if the Hawks go through another injury crush the way that, like, the Pelicans were going through last night or the Hornets on Saturday, and the Hawks have been through it this year, then what does Hunter's role evolve into? I really like him coming off the bench, but it works right now because you're getting production from Reza Shea and from Johnson. If one of those two guys gets hurt, then what do you do?
Right.
But right now it's working great. And they're going to be in the NBA Cup knockout round. We know it's going to be a road game.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was the Pistons? And that could be. Like, you could have the Magic, the Pistons, the Hawks, and the Celtics.
That'd be great, actually.
I love it.
Yep.
I actually love that. I mean, that puts those teams in the spotlight that mm-hmm. would otherwise not be there. So, but it's working really well for Hunter. And the Hawks have played really good basketball over the last week. They've been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, those two wins over Cleveland, I think pretty good statement wins. Obviously,
yeah.
They beat the Celtics in the way that they beat them. They were decimated by injuries. Trey didn't even play in that game. But to go back-to-back against Cleveland like that, and the way that they did it, pretty convincing fashion,
especially
that was impressive.
Friday. Yeah, really almost dominant on Friday. And then, you know, you wonder, okay, is Cleveland, like, what's going on there? Cleveland turns around and beats Boston.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so I think the Hawks need to take a lot of validation and confidence out of those performances. I don't think it was a situation where the Cavaliers were overlooking the Hawks. Cavaliers got LeVert back on Friday, and that really didn't make much of an impact. So the Hawks remind me of Atlanta United in a way. We talked about how Atlanta United had this issue this year where they would play up to and down to the level of their competition.
Yep.
The Hawks played down to the level of their competition Saturday in Charlotte, and I would argue for 3.5 quarters they did so again last night.
Yeah, certainly for the first half.
Yeah, sloppy turnovers, and I think at one point they were like 5-for-30 from three or something like that, like just an unsustainable.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Percentage. So I'm not willing to, you know, go all in on the Hawks right now because they're still showing some flaws. But this is a young team that is clearly getting better. Just got to stay
thing.
Healthy,
most
please.
There it is right there. Most important thing, stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because we kept saying it, just wait till everybody's here. Bogey's back, and everybody back in their role.
Yeah.
Meaning that
Bogey wasn't good last night, they still survived and won by 12.
I love, I prefer a hot shooting Bogey night. But I love a cold bogey night because he's not going to stop.
No.
Yeah. He went 1 of 8 from 3. I'm surprised he didn't go 1 of 18.
He would have tried he if would've. He gotten the ball. Yeah. Yep.
He's going to keep shooting.
Yeah.
He's great. But yeah, man, 4 in a row, 11-11. A lot of fun. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Podcast.